Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Man.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class, and then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, "What is your name?" And he said, "You heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner." And I said, "Okay." And I told everybody in my group, "Oh, he's going to be a problem." What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do sports. Let's talk NBA basketball. Let's do G Money Sports Report right now.
Happy Monday.
Yes, sir. It's about 100 degrees outside here in Las Vegas. The heat has arrived. But they're saying we're going to have storms in Vegas, too, in the matter of a couple of days. We're going to have rainstorms. So that's going to be really interesting how that's going to work itself in. All of this 90 and 95 degree weather. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So let's talk NBA basketball. Yeah. Let's basketball, DJ.
All right. Well, as you know, it's down to two series, one in the Eastern Conference and one in the Western Conference. We'll start off with the East. Yesterday, the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics, and so Miami Heat leads that series 3-0. So the Celtics have to win or they're going to go home.
Oh. Boston Celtics look like they're getting ready to get eliminated from the Eastern Conference Championship game. All right, go ahead, Miami Heat. Beat up on Boston Celtics. I don't like the Celtics, so beat them up. And what about in the West?
Well, in the West, the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Lakers 119-108 yesterday. Was that yesterday? Yep. No, 2 days ago. So the Denver Nuggets are leading that series 3-0. So the Lakers got to win. Basically, they have to win all of the next four games, or else they're gonna be eliminated.
Ooh, the Lakers got their back against the wall. Come on, LeBron, get the boys together. You guys got to rally to show that LA got the power. All righty then. Okay, well, it's the Denver Nuggets, a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference playoffs. So hopefully LA will get it together or they'll go home. And I think LeBron will get kicked out of LA. So we'll hope that they win a couple of games so LeBron can stay in LA for a while. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the basketball, for the NBA. Hey, do we have any word on what's going on with the WNBA and the Las Vegas Aces? Are they still the number one team in the West?
Well, let's take a look at the standings. According to the WNBA website, and I don't know how accurate it is, it says that they've won one game out of one game. So there's three teams there's three teams in the West that also have won one game. So there's a three-way tie for the lead in the West. But, you know, they've only played one game. So, you know,
right.
That's how it is.
Well, the defending world champions, the Las Vegas Aces, are still doing well. So I wonder if Brittany Gaines, is that her name? The girl that was held in Russia, I wonder if she's going to play this year. Brittany Griner.
Right. Yeah, she's playing. I think she's playing for the Mercury, Phoenix Mercury.
No, she's playing for the Las Vegas Aces.
No,
she was on the Aces
she's playing for the Phoenix
year.
Mercury. She's playing
the
for the Phoenix
Mercury.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I don't care if she's doing good. I thought she was playing with the Aces, and I thought she was going to come back strong and be a big star in the NBA. But I don't want her to come back and outdo our Las Vegas Aces girls. I don't want her to even compete with them. So I'll just say good luck to her playing in the WNBA after being locked up in Russia for like 6 or 8 months. So that's all I got to say about the WNBA and the NBA. Do we have anything we want to say about the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the hockey team in Las Vegas? Are they still in the championship running for the trophy in hockey? What is the name of the trophy?
The Stanley Cup?
Still, the Stanley Cup, yeah. Are the Golden Knights still in competition to win the Stanley Cup? They should be the number one team in hockey right now.
Well, they're in first place in the Pacific Division, so I would say that yes, they're still in running
okay.
for the Stanley Cup.
All right. Well, good job. The Golden Knights, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, are doing it. So let's see. Let's hope that they keep a good streak going and they win the Stanley Cup, because they haven't won it yet, but they've been close 4 years. So maybe this will be the year that they'll win the whole thing. So go Golden Knights. Yeah, go Las Vegas Golden Knights. Do well and win the Stanley Cup. All right, what else do we have to talk about? How about the baseball? What's going on in baseball? Do we have reports from the American League and reports from the National League? Who's winning in the American League?
In the American League, let's see. Well, in the American League East, the I think it's the Tampa Bay Rays are in first place with 34 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are in first place with 25 wins. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are in first place with 29 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like the American League is doing okay. What about the National League?
In the East, the Atlanta Braves are in number one slot with 29 wins. In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place with 25 wins. And in the National League West, the LA Dodgers are number one with 29 wins.
Well, all right. We got the L.A. team in there looking good. So this is the beginning of the season, because they only have 30 games that they've played. So we still got 85 games before they get to the playoffs. So go ahead, Dodgers. Put it on them. Yeah, I'm a Los Angeles fan all the way around. All right, well, that's baseball. Let's see. Do we have any other sports we can talk about? Now, that's probably it. We don't have anything as far as soccer. I don't think we have any results from soccer. How about tennis? Anybody doing anything in tennis? Are either of the girls, the Williams sisters, are either of them playing in the tennis, the female tennis bracket? No, I think they both retired. Okay. All right. Well, if nothing else in the sports, then that's it for G Money Sports Report. So let's go to the commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes to share with you. You know, I want to know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! You know, I had a friend that had like 10 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed it to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll do, but it won't do. Woo! Now, why did a homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I got a song that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. I'm G Money and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood because I'm the Mac. My hair is long and my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. Some call him Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. I'm getting buffed playing Doom. Look at my arms, they're hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. I'm in my room, what's that smell? I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. West Side 65 is where I reside. West Side. South Central L.A. All right, back to the radio show.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Thank you.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend with one leg and one eye, and I asked him what he called her, and he said he called her IHOP. Woo! You know, if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! Hey, you know, there were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I got another song to share with you. And it goes like this. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. I got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the Blue 5 Blue Stepping Crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homies in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert at first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up on my pot. All of my ladies are singing Ready or Not. All of my lyrics are big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet. All of my women are cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. All right, back to the radio show. We go.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. and I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue steppin' crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike, It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. In my room. What's that smell? And they say I'm fat. This I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to fall. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. Don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And as the Mac is back.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, because they should have been 5.16. And when they charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.219 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change. Because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Bruce Davis, and everybody around the world?
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man that walked in the house and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he said, "Hey, what the hell is going on in here?" And his wife looked at the other man and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." You know, I taught school in Compton. I taught 6th grade. And I had black kids, and I had white kids, and I had Asian kids, and I had Spanish kids. And I had some Indian kids, and I wanted to make sure all of them could speak English, or I'd have to transfer them to a bilingual classroom where they could learn in their own language, because I couldn't teach them if they couldn't speak English. So I started off the class, and I said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And this one kid stood up. And I said, "Michael, did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I said, "Okay, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing?" He said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself." I'm telling you, oh, kids, there's something else. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight back to back. They faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! You know, there were two men that were walking in the jungle taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was two men in the jungle, and one man was sitting under a tree reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on a typewriter. He was typing vigorously on the typewriter. And a lion came up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he walked off. He didn't mess with the man that was typing on the typewriter. I guess the lion knows he's a meat eater, and he knows that Reader's Digest and Writer's Cramp. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, I think that's all the stories I have to share with you. I think it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. DJ Papa D, is it time for a story?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I'm going to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So get some popcorn, some peanuts, and something to snack on, and get something to drink, something cold like iced tea or Kool-Aid, and sit back and enjoy this story that I recorded for the listening audience. And when we finish, we'll be back with another song. Hopefully we'll play my lowrider song, my Mustang. 65 is my Mustang. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was working in the district office, and I had an idea. I said, well, I've gone to all of the schools, and I've done talent shows on all of the school campuses. I need to get a bigger venue. So I went to the administration office at the district office and tried to see what it would require for me to rent the auditorium at a high school. I said, well, I'm a teacher in the district. I should be able to use the auditorium pretty inexpensively, and I can put on a talent show in the auditorium. Now, the high school auditoriums are large. I mean, they hold like 2,000 people, because they got about 2,000 kids that go to school at the high schools. So the auditoriums are big enough to hold 2,000 kids, because when they have school assemblies, they got to be able to fit everybody in the assembly. So they have to have room for all the kids. So I went to the district office, and I went to the plant manager. And those are the people that schedule the use of the different rooms on the school campus. So I went to the plant manager, and I wrote the paperwork, and I rented the auditorium at Compton High School. And I had to pay a fee, and I paid the fee. And I went to the school police, the captain of the school police department, and I told him I needed some of his school police officers that work at the school. I need them to work security for my talent show. And he said, that's fine. He gave me 3 or 4 officers. And I said, okay, that's good. And then I went to the plant office for the maintenance crew, because I knew if I had a show that the kids would probably bring candy and popcorn and potato chips and sodas and have all kind of stuff to entertain themselves while they're watching the talent show. So I got the plant to give me the maintenance people so that we could clean up, and I paid for their attendance at the auditorium. So I paid for everything that I needed at the auditorium. And then I went to Compton High School, and I went to the theater department, and I talked to the director of the theater. Since the auditorium had a stage, it had lights, and it had a sound system, so I got the director of the lights, and I got a musical director to run the sound system. So we were all set up. And since I was operating from the district office, I wanted all the parents to show up and see their kids performing in the concert, in the talent show. And I was only charging $5 a ticket for the parents to come in and see their kids. It wasn't real expensive, but I had been paying for everything out of my pocket because I was a teacher, so I got paid a salary, and I would take the money out of my pocket, and I would pay for all of my events. So I was selling tickets for $5 for the parents to come see their kids perform, but I hadn't had a lot of attendance from the parents. I hadn't had a lot of luck in getting the parents to come and watch their kids. The kids were showing up, and they were coming in groups. I mean, I had 20 acts every time I did a show, but they didn't tell their parents. And I don't know why, but they didn't. So they were basically performing for the students at the school. So I said, okay, this is what I'll do. Since I'm in the district office, we're sending envelopes. We're sending mailbags to all the schools. I'll put a flyer in the mailbag, and I'll send the mailbag to all of the secretaries in the school district. And I'll have her copy all the flyers to make sure all the kids at the school get a copy of the flyer for the talent show. That's right. I was going to send out the flyer for the talent show through the district mail. And I thought that would be an excellent way for all the kids to get notification that we're having the talent show. So even if their parents don't come, if I got 20,000 kids coming, then I'm going to make my money. And I'm only charging $5 a ticket. So I'm hoping to fill up my auditorium. I got 2,000 seats in my auditorium. And I'm looking to have a good show because I got a lot of artists that have applied and they performed in other shows. So now they're looking forward to performing on this show at Compton School District, Compton Unified. Compton High School is where we're going to do this show. So I go down and we pass the word out. And I get a call from one of the teachers at the school, at Compton High School. He says, "Gee, Money, I understand you're doing a talent show here at Compton High." And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Why did you cancel your show?" And I said, "Cancel my show? I haven't canceled my show. We're still working on it. We're still putting it together. Everything's up and running. What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, I just got a letter from the principal, and it came from the district superintendent who's in charge of our school in Section A, because it was divided into three sections, Section A, B, and C, and each high school was in one of the sections. So Section A with Compton High School. So the superintendent for Section A had sent a notice to the school to tell them that my show was canceled. And so my buddy called me from Compton High School and he said, "Yeah, I got a notice that your show's been canceled." And I said, "Oh no, it can't be canceled. I haven't canceled it. I paid all the money and I got all the fees and everything so that we could do this show." And I went into the office and talked to this secretary, and then she let me talk to the superintendent. And I went in, and I worked for this lady. I know her very well. And I said, "Ms. Holmes, I can't understand why you canceled my talent show." She said, "Well, I didn't know anything about it. You didn't come to me and tell me about the show." And I said, "No, I didn't. But I didn't know I had to. I went to all of the proper channels. I went to all of the proper departments, and I got permission from them to rent the auditorium, to rent the police department, to use the maintenance and the janitors." I said, "I took care of all of that. I didn't know I had to come talk to you, too." And she said, "Well, I didn't know anything about the show, so I sent word out that your show was canceled." I said, "But why didn't you talk to me first?" And she said, "I don't know. I didn't think about that." I said, "So can I have my show since I put all the money up?" And she said, "Yes, you can have your show." Now, this was a week before the show was supposed to happen that she put the word out that my show was canceled.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. my Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was a sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. We'll be right back. they couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and get ready for our Tuesday show. But we hope you enjoy today's presentation of stories and jokes and entertainment activities as we play for your entertainment pleasure today. So before we go, I want to recognize some of my fans, my followers, my fan club members. I want to recognize their birthdays as we are celebrating birthdays in the month of May. So, DJ Papa D, can you play a list of birthdays of our fans and friends that are celebrating their birthday today on May, I don't know what today is, May 21st, 22nd, something like that.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, May 22nd, 2023. Happy birthday to Doc Davis. Happy birthday to Kataka Saxman Gillespie. Happy birthday to Rolisa Griffin. Happy birthday to Tony Hardy. Happy birthday to Rochelle Keeler. Happy birthday to Tamika Brady. Happy birthday to John Kingsley. Happy birthday to Mr. Marvin Lee. Happy birthday to Andrea Lloyd. Happy birthday to Dion Morrell. And last but not least, happy birthday to Octavia Maxwell. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, May 22nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday that are listening within the sound of my radio show. It's been my pleasure to entertain you today, and I hope you follow with me tomorrow, because Tuesday's show is going to be even better. So, sit back and listen as I sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Happy birthday today and every day. May you have the grace of our Lord and Savior watching over you and giving you God's glory as you live in this world and try to survive each day of your life. May you live in everlasting glory in our Lord and Savior. Amen. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.